Hello, today the Church celebrates the solemnity of Pentecost, and our Gospel passage comes to us from John chapter 20, verses 19 to 23. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. In an article featured in the November-December 2014 issue of Maryknoll magazine, Maryknoll missionary sister Janet Hockman shares a heartwarming story about the Sunday prayer gatherings of parishioners of St. Paul's in the village of Teaneck, located in the small Pacific island of Arno Atoll. Despite the unavailability of a priest to conduct Mass on some Sundays, the community's prayer leaders step up to prepare the day's services, seek readers, and lead everyone in singing hymns. Impaired eyesight is a common problem on the island due to limited diets and intense sun glare. The simple church's lack of electrical lighting exacerbates the issue. On a Sunday, a woman named Marguerite led the prayer service while her husband, Anjua, was one of the readers. During the service, when Anjua stood up to read, he approached Marguerite to borrow her glasses. After he finished reading, his brother, Ermel, borrowed the glasses from Anjua to read next. Ermel later returned the glasses to Marguerite for the remainder of the service. The pair of glasses shared within the community spoke powerfully of God's love as much as their prayers did. Like that pair of glasses shared by a family and community, the Spirit of God is a lens through which we recognize God's love in the midst of our homes and hearths, our communities and villages. The presence of the Spirit we celebrate today enables us to recognize what is good, right, ethical, true, and of lasting worth, guiding us on our journeys to God. The Spirit of God calls upon us to acknowledge and appreciate our connection with God and with each other. It allows us to express our beliefs that we sometimes hesitate to put into words. It gives us the strength and elegance to pursue the dreams that we might be too doubtful or anxious to aspire towards. May the Spirit of God, the creative breath of the Holy One, always dwell within our hearts, enlivening us with His love and filling us with hope. May this light illuminate the possibilities of bringing the promise of Jesus' resurrection into our homes and hearts, like the first light of dawn, dispelling the shadows of night.